Blog Talk Radio.
Out of the mouth of God, we finna get it going. Let's go. Yeah. Here we go. Let's get it, yo. I'm just being ordinary, but my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
I'm being extra,
but I'm just being ordinary. You think Elder just extra? You think I do the most? You wanna know how I know? The Spirit told me so. How a preacher on the mic in the church blowing? Ain't got the nerve to have your ears and your neck glowing. He just extra. Yeah, he need to stop. He need to get off that prayer line and get a job. He ain't hearing from God. He just being lazy. That stuff he's smoking on, it got him going crazy. But still I call and still I watch and still I listen in. Cause if he make it, I want a piece of them dividends. Y'all right on time. All y'all haters, get y'all pad and pen. Write this down so you won't forget. I want you to remember this. I'm just being ordinary, but my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra?
I'm just being ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual,
nah,
or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the Spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it,
in Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest. Nothing I do no more, it's about to show. Nothing I do no more, it's for the dough. And it's a free download, can't get it in the store. And even bootleggers gon' have it for the low. God with me,
say what?
So ain't no stopping me. You should've stayed down, not to the top of me. Tryna overthrow the boss, that's a conspiracy. Your plans ain't never worked. That's why y'all mad at me. Or rather D.O.D. because he got my back. Where Elder is weak, he picking up the slack. He blessed me.
Why?
So I correct the track. I bet you rewind it and play it back. I body boys on these beats and I ain't trying to. When the Spirit moving, I could preach an hour or two. So might as well get comfortable. Cause here we go. But before the sermon starts, I had to let you know. That I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
think. But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
Nah.
Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the Spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest. Listen. I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
think. But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
I ain't trying.
Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the Spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest. Listen, what's the deal, what's up? This is Elder Andre Prevost, and you know what it is. This is Out of the Mouth of God Ministries, praise God, featuring yours truly, Elder Andre Prevost. Amen, your gracious host on today, amen, and bringing the word of God, amen. Later on in our program will be none other, amen, than Apostle Elden A. Curry, representing, amen, out of Long Beach, but now representing Los Angeles, California. Praise God, the pastor, the leader of the Comedic Jewish, hallelujah, International Worldwide Fellowship will be joining us shortly, amen, bringing us a word, hallelujah, from the Lord. We thank God for everybody who is in attendance on today, everybody who has called in, everybody that's about to call in, everybody who has tuned in, praise God, out there on the airways. We thank God for each and every last one of you on today. We're about to get started with a word, hallelujah, from the Lord on today, praise God. Let's go to the throne of grace and prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you all today. We want to thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. Lord, we want to thank you, Lord, for the opportunity, Lord, simply, amen, to be in your presence, to be in your midst. For you said in your word that when two or three are gathered together in your name, that you will be in the midst. Hallelujah. You will be in the middle. So we thank you, Lord, for being in the middle of this on today. Hallelujah. Lord, we bind, we rebuke, we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word. And we thank you in advance for the revelation knowledge that you are about to drop into our hearts, our minds, and into our spirits on today. We are open and we are ready to receive your word on today, Lord, Lord. We thank you for your guidance, your leadership, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for your abundance of blessing that you are raining into each and every day. That's one of our lives, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. And we praise your name. We magnify your name. We glorify your name, Lord, for you are truly worthy to be praised. You are truly worthy to be magnified. You are truly worthy to be lifted up. And, Lord, we want you to know that we love you. Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah. We magnify you. Words cannot express how much we love you, how much we adore you on this morning. Hallelujah. We praise you. We magnify your name on today. We just ask your Holy Spirit lead us, your Holy Spirit guide us. Hallelujah. Let your presence be felt today in a mighty way. Lord, we ask that you touch the man of God on today as he gets ready to come forth and bring forth your word. Touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet today, Lord. Lord, prepare your instrument of instruction, hallelujah, on today to deliver your word. And we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. We lift your name up high and holy, for you are truly worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Bless the wonderful name, hallelujah, of the Lord on today. He is truly worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. He's truly worthy to be magnified. He is truly worthy, hallelujah, to be lifted up. I know it's a lot of things going on in the world today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But don't you thank God that the word of God says that we may be in the world. Hallelujah. But we are not of the world. Glory to God. In other words, just because I'm in the world, I'm not being affected by the things that are going on in the world, because I'm not of the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, by the drought. But I don't get affected by the drought. Glory to God. Because I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. See, the world gets affected by the pestilence. But we ain't got to worry about the pestilence. That's why the Bible says, glory to God, that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because when they start losing, we start gaining. When they start, start dropping, our stocks start rising. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When they start going down, we start going up. Glory to God. So you ain't got to worry about what's going on in the world. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because we're not affected. We're affected in a good way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're affected in a good way. Everything they lose, we gain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you need to thank God in those times when they building. Hallelujah. When they prospering. Hallelujah. When they gathering up. Hallelujah. Why? Because they doing all the work for you. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I'm trying to move forward, but the Lord say, speak. He say, we gotta praise God. We can't be like David. Remember, David was sad. How can you let them prosper? How can you let them come up? Hallelujah. Remember, David couldn't understand it. Don't you see what's going on? Don't you see the chaos going on in the land? Hallelujah. Why do you let the wicked prosper while the righteous suffer? He say, just wait your turn. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. He said, just wait your turn. Hallelujah. I'm going to drop this in your spirit and I'm going to move forward. Y'all know that long table that the rich people got? Hallelujah. You can sit by 20 people at the table and one person sit at one end. Hallelujah. And another person sit at the other end. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, for so long, you've been sitting at one end. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you're looking at the other end, and on the other end, hallelujah, there's plates. Hallelujah. There's a feast at the other end. There's bottles of wine. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's turkeys. There's pigs. There's hogs. Glory to God. Ducks. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everything you could imagine. They got two kinds of potatoes. They got yams. Hallelujah. Amen. They got mashed potatoes. And they even got potato salad. Hallelujah. Then they got the potato pie. They got everything on the other end of that table. And you on this end of the table looking at a can of Vienna sausages and a bowl of Roman noodles. Glory to God. But the Lord said, just sit there. All you got to do is sit there because I'm going to turn the table. The Lord. Y'all ain't hear me. He said, all you got to do is just sit there because I'm about to turn the table. Everything that's on the other end of that table is about to be sitting in front of you. That's why he says, I prepare a table. Hallelujah. In the presence of my enemies. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because they thought it was for them.
Wow.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. The sad part about it is all this time you thought it was for them too. Hallelujah. The Lord said, I'm dropping a surprise. I'm pulling a veil out in front of, from in front of your eyes. It wasn't for them. Hallelujah. They was doing it for you. They did all the work for you. Glory to God. All you had to do was just sit there. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You ought to thank God that all you had to do was sit there. He said, I did all the work. That's why he said, cast all your cares on me. Hallelujah. Let me do this. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. That's why he said, if you seek ye first the kingdom of God, hallelujah, and his righteousness, then all these other things will be added. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Come on. Come on.
Hallelujah, praise God. I'm adding everything else. You just sit there. Hallelujah. You just do what I told you to do, Apostle. You just preach the word. You just sit there. Hallelujah, praise God. And everything that's across that table, Lord have mercy. It's in the process of turning. The enemy don't know what's going on. Hallelujah, praise God. The enemy still got a chicken leg in his hand, and he looked up and said, wait, hold on. Hallelujah, amen. What's going on with this table? Hallelujah, praise God. I don't understand what's going on. Hallelujah, amen. The tables are turning. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. This is your season. The Bible talks about a due season. Some people miss it. He says it's a due season. Hallelujah, praise God, when it's just due. Hallelujah, praise God. You ever experienced when it rained? Y'all stay in California. It ever rained when it wasn't the rainy season? Hallelujah. Why did it rain? Because y'all was due. Because y'all ain't. Hallelujah, praise God. It's been a drought and you due for some rain. Hallelujah, praise God. It's been backed up on you. That's why he said, I will open up the windows of heaven, and I will pour you out a blessing. You won't have room enough to receive. Hallelujah. One version says, I'll open up the floodgates. Hallelujah. Yeah. One version says, I'll open up the dam. Hallelujah. You know when you open up the dam, it's stuff backed up behind there. Hallelujah. It's going to pour out. Hallelujah, praise God. Some stuff going to get washed away. Some debts going to get washed away. Hallelujah, praise God. Some financial ties going to get washed away. Hallelujah, praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You ought to thank God. Hallelujah, because he's about to wash some things away. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
We praise God on today. We thank him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All we got to do is obey. All we got to do is just sit there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. We thank God. Hallelujah. For revelation on today. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of us been wondering, am I doing this right? Hallelujah, because I've been sitting here a long time and ain't nothing on my plate yet. Every once in a while I get a steak. Hallelujah. Praise God. Every once in a while, I get a big juicy hamburger, but most of the time, oh Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. Praise God. But he said, I'm turning them tables. Glory to God on today. We thank God. Amen. Praise God. If y'all just tuned in, y'all just joining us, this is Out of the Mouth of God Ministries. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost, and getting ready, hallelujah, to bring forth the revelation word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. There's none other. Hallelujah. Amen. If you're ready for the word of God, hallelujah, let me hear you say amen on this morning. Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Praise God. It's time to eat today. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I just brought the appetizers. Hallelujah. Praise God. Some chicken fingers. Amen. Some cheese sticks, some marinara, some ranch. Hallelujah. Amen. But now we're about to get into the word. Hallelujah. We about to get into the meal, praise God. Hallelujah. And bringing that meal, amen, is none other than my brother in Christ, representing, hallelujah, the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Amen. Is none other, hallelujah, than our very own Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Apostle, it is in your hands. Hallelujah. Allow the Lord to use you as he always does. Amen.
Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. If you're under the sound of my voice and can hear me, come on and give God the praise. Hallelujah. He is worthy. How many agree with me this morning that the Lord is worthy to be praised? Hallelujah. The Bible says, let everything that has breath praise him. Come on here, somebody. So if you breathing, you should be trying to give him your best right now. Glory to God. You should be saying, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, there is no one like you this morning, Lord. We thank you for this Sabbath day, Lord. For this is the day that you have made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Somebody, amen, that say, I will rejoice. Come on, give him the praise right now. Come on, give him the glory right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
We bless the Lord on this morning. We thank him. Amen. Giving honor and reverence to the Most High God. Amen. That there is none like him in all the earth. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Give him praise and glory for another day. Amen.
Yes.
To be able to worship him in spirit and in truth.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
From out of the mouth of God Ministries. Amen. That is covered by, amen, the Anointed Truth, amen, and the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Hallelujah. Amen. God has a purpose. God has a plan. Say that with me. Say, God has a purpose.
God has a purpose.
God has a plan.
God has a plan.
I'm in the purpose. Say that with me. Say, I'm in the purpose.
I'm in the purpose.
Ooh. And I'm a part of the plan. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give him praise right now. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We magnify the name of the Lord. Thank God for my dear brother. Amen. Elder Andre. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God, who is an awesome man of God in his own right. Amen. Give God the praise this morning for my anointed brother. Amen. I want to share two things as confirmation to what the Holy Ghost said through Elder before we jump in fully to Revelation. Amen. And you were speaking, man of God. I heard the Lord say two things. If you can, I want you to go right quickly to Ezekiel. Ezekiel 21. And I believe we're going to hear something confirmation of what God is saying. How many know that the sword is out?
Amen.
And how many know that the sword is killing everything that ain't like God?
That's right.
When the sword of God is out, that's the wrath of God. The sword is the word. Come on here, somebody. Because the Bible says that the word is a two-edged sword. In other words, it cuts you on both ends. Come on here, somebody. You can't touch it without getting cut. Come on here, somebody. But the good thing is if you're on the Lord's side, God will heal your cut. Come on here, somebody.
Come on.
Ezekiel 21. Verse 25. Hallelujah. Oh, wait, child. Let me go up one verse. Go up one verse. To verse 24. And I want y'all to let this word of the Lord sink in. Elder, this is confirmation. The Holy Ghost is sending confirmation to what you were saying about how he's switching the tables. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
David said in Psalms 23, he said, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy." Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know it or not, beloved, but there's a table being spread right in front of folk that hate you. Come on here, somebody. Folk that don't want you to have nothing. Amen. Folk that praying that you don't get it. They got that Day-Day spirit. You know, Craig and Day-Day, amen, he was in the cut saying, I pray you don't get it. I pray it don't happen to you. You got folk in the car, no more folk who got out by son, though. But God saying, while they praying one thing, I'm over there preparing the table. Glory to God. They're over there getting excited. And they don't even know they're getting ready to eat at your table. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They're saying it's somebody else's table. But God said, when they look up, they're going to see you. Come on here, somebody. And when they see you, glory to God, they're going to get sad. Glory to God. Why? Because they're going to realize their prayers weren't answered. Come on. Ah, yada, ba. Condo, emotions. Ooh, I feel God in this thing. Ezekiel chapter 21, verse 24. And the word of the living God reads. Yes, Lord, we thank you for your word that is forever alive, ever living. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That you said your word will return unto you void. We thank you, Lord. You said we shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that come out of your mouth. And we thank you that what you're getting ready to speak to us is life. We thank you. You said that you came that we might have life and that more abundantly. Lord, thank you. You said you sent your word and you healed us. So we give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor, God. Let your word, God, do everything you set it out to do, God. And we will give your name the praise and the glory. We thank you right now, God, that every demon is defeated, that every devil and every foe, God, our feet. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. That we don't have to wait till the battle is over. We can shout right now, and right now we give you the glory. Right now we give you the praise. And we thank you, oh God. We come into full agreement. Oh, somebody now coming to agreement. We come into full agreement that the word you spoken over our life is already done. If you believe it, come on, give him a shout of praise. If you believe it, come on, give him the glory right now. If you believe it, Abo Sando, come on and thank him in advance. Somebody praise him in advance. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
My victory is already won. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Already won.
Hey, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We see Ezekiel 21, beginning with verse 24. And the word of the Lord reads, He said, therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Come on here, somebody. Somebody says sovereign.
Sovereign.
Sovereign. Sovereign means he do whatever he want to when he feel like it. Sovereign means nobody can come tell him what to do. Sovereign means he stands alone. Laba Sando. How many know that our God is sovereign?
Amen.
Oh, God. How many know can't nobody tell him what to do? Come on here, somebody. God don't have to have the okay from nobody. Come on here, somebody.
That's right.
When God give the word, that's it. It's finalized. He said, forever my word is settled in heaven. Come on here, somebody. How many know can't nobody overturn it?
No, come on now.
Who will overturn him? Therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Because you people have brought to mind your guilt by your open rebellion.
Ooh. Open rebellion.
He said, your judgment coming because you brought your guilt by your open rebellion, revealing your sin in all that you do. Come on here, somebody. Because you have done this, comma, you will be taken captive. I want you to say one more thing, beloved. God got me on one right now. Just tell your name, say neighbor.
Neighbor.
The wealth of the wicked.
The wealth of the wicked.
Was made for me.
Was made for me.
Hey, Shababakata the Bosando. How many know the Bible say that the wealth of the wicked will be in the hands of the righteous? Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So God is saying, get ready. Like you were saying about that table, Elder, get ready. Because the wealth of the wicked is laid up, stored up. Come on here, somebody. They finna die off, but how many know we getting ready to get somebody's quote-unquote wealth? Come on here, somebody. But it's not going to be wealth till we touch it. Come on here, somebody. God said it got to change the hands in order for it to do what? Prosper. Come on.
Come on, preacher.
But God said the wicked is getting ready to go into captivity because they refuse to repent of their sins, and they are doing open rebellion before God. Uh-huh. They in the face of God. They mocking God. How many know that the Bible says God is not mocked? The Bible said whatever a man soweth,
shall he also reap.
That shall he also reap. So God is saying the reaping season for the wicked is here. Y'all ain't catching what the Holy Ghost saying.
Uh-huh.
He saying they're getting ready to go into captivity. How many know the captivity means they're getting ready to go into bondage? How many know that bondage means that they're getting ready to be locked up? Not only are they getting ready to be locked up, but God says I'm getting ready to burn them with holy fire. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Verse 25 says, you profane and wicked prince of Israel. Come on here, somebody. Prince of who?
Israel.
So people are trying to be on Israel's side. Better watch whose side you're on, because God ain't on their side. Come on here, somebody. Whose day has come. Come on here, somebody. How many of everybody got a payday?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if y'all remember that old candy bar called Payday. My grandmother said back in the day, amen, on the last day of school, they would go pick up a payday. Come on here, somebody. And on that day, amen, you would take the wrapper off the payday, and you would put it on their shoulder, and whoever you wanted to fight, you would knock it off their shoulder, and you would get ready to rumble with them because you waited until that day, amen, to pay them back. Come on here, somebody. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. God got a payday for everybody that has been rebelling against him. God has a payday. And he said that you profane and wicked prince of Israel, whose day has come, whose time of punishment has reached its climax. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know that God is saying, oh, hallelujah, it done reached the climax part now. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
I don't know how much y'all know about a climax, but a climax means that that's the peak of it. Come on here, somebody. That's the tip of it. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Glory to God. God is saying that the wrath, amen, has come to a climax. Come on here, somebody. That the sins of the wicked one has brought the wrath of God to a climax. Come on here, somebody. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Take off the turban.
Uh-huh.
How many of you know that the enemy is trying to wear our identity? Come on here, somebody. Only the Jews wear turbans. Come on here, somebody. And you got people that are trying to call themselves Jews who are not Jews. Come on here, somebody. There's some Europeans that's trying to call themselves Jews and are not. There are some black people that's trying to call themselves Jews, and they are not. Come on here, somebody.
Uh-oh.
And God is saying, now I'm getting ready to take the turban off of you because you are wearing it falsely. Come on here, somebody. He said, take off the turban. Remove the crown. Come on here, somebody. God is saying they're wearing a crown that don't even belong to them. Oh, I don't know who the Holy Ghost is talking to. But God said, now it's time to take your crown back. Come on here, somebody. Oh, I believe the Bible says, let no man steal your crown.
Yes, Lord.
There's a lot of stealing going on. Come on here, somebody. But God is saying, enough of the stealing, enough of the falsehood, enough of the false identity. There has been an identity theft, but God is saying, I've caught the thief, and now I'm getting ready to make him give it back to you. Somebody need to give God a praise right there. Somebody need to stick a praise right there. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
How many of y'all want y'all crown back? How many of y'all, amen, are saying, no, devil, hell no. You're not finna take my crown. You're not finna take what God has given me. I mean, you around here parading like you me. Come on here, somebody. Oh, tell somebody, say, the reason why you being watched so close is that they trying to imitate everything you do. They trying to be just like you. The reason why some of you got enemies right now is because they can't be you. Come on here, somebody. They mad because they can't be you. Come on here, somebody.
Lord.
But tell somebody, say, neighbor, God don't make no copies.
God don't make no copies.
Mm-mm.
God only make original. Come on here, somebody. So if God has made you an original, come on, give him praise. Glory to God. If God said, no, I ain't going to let you imitate nobody, I'm gonna make you shine in the copy, in the original that I made you to be. Come on here, somebody. You are original. Glory to God. God put originality in you. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Say, Lord, thank you for making me an original. Original, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, that I'm not a copy of nobody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many know that God going to use you to your fullest potential when you understand you're an original? Come on, somebody. Oh, yes, Lord, I say that. How many know that original don't stand with everybody? Original stands alone. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
That's why it's such a price on it, because it's so priceless. It's because it's an original, and you can't put a price on an original.
Come on.
Don't you know that you are so valuable that God said there ain't even a price on you? Amen, amen, amen. The enemy can't buy you. Amen, you ain't for sale. That's why he mad at you. Come on here, somebody.
Come on, Bishop.
See, some things you can't buy. Come on here, somebody. And God said, what I put in your money can't buy. Come on here, somebody. What I put in you, Yaraba, so cool, Yaraba, son, though. Can't nobody buy it. Come on here, somebody. Because the Holy Ghost did it. I tell somebody, say, the Holy Ghost did this.
The Holy Ghost did this.
Come on, give him praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Somebody need to tell the devil, take it off, devil. Take that turban off. It ain't yours. Take that crown off. It ain't yours.
Take it off.
Glory to God. It will not be as it was. Oh, please, somebody need to color that. It will not be as it was.
It won't be as it was.
What is it? What is the Lord saying, Apostle? The Lord saying that it's getting ready to be a permanent change. Come on here, somebody. Oh, glory to God. It's going to be a permanent change. Glory to God. I'm giving my stuff back. And when I get it back, the devil ain't going to be able to take it no more. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
No more. Come
yes,
on now.
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on.
Glory to God. He said the lowly will be exalted. And the exalted will be brought low. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, people that is high-minded finna get ready to be brought down. Come on here, somebody. Better watch yourself. Amen. Don't think too highly of yourself. Amen. Don't get to getting too much into yourself. Because God said when you get up that high, God says, I'm ready to bring you down. Come on here, somebody. Anything that don't magnify God, come on here, somebody. God said, I'm finna bring it down. Come on here, somebody. You ain't got to pray that God bring it down. God gonna bring it down because they ain't giving him the glory. Come on here, somebody. Oh, I wish somebody, amen, would magnify the Lord with me. God said, if it ain't giving me praise, I'm getting ready to bring it down.
Come on.
There's some folk in some high places God getting ready to bring down. Hallelujah. Why? Because they think they're higher than God. Oh, yeah. Oh, they think they're higher than the Most High. Amen. And God is saying, okay, you think you're on my level? I'm finna show you where you're at. Come on here, somebody. I'm finna bring you down, and ain't nobody going to be able to lift you up. Come on here, somebody. How many know that when God bring you down, can't nobody lift you up when God bring you down? Come on here, somebody. When God bring you down, it's a wrap. Come on here, somebody. Oh, I wish somebody get happy right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I used to hear my grandmother say, glory to God, oh, bless her heart, hallelujah. I used to hear her say, don't get too big for your britches. Come on here, somebody. Amen, because God will bring it down to where you won't even be able to get stitches. Come on here, somebody. Oh, you don't hear me. Come on here, somebody. Don't get too big for your britches, because God will put you in a place where you won't be able to get no stitches. Come on here, somebody.
Glory, hallelujah.
Folk too high-minded. They too prideful. Hallelujah. They too pridey. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And God said, pride comes just before fall. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Right at the time you think that you can't be touched, God has said, but wait a minute. I'm the Most High.
Yeah.
I ain't even got to touch you. I just look at you, you will fall. Hallelujah. Oh, you don't hear me today. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, God got it like that.
Neighbor, God,
now, I like what 27 says. Let's look at verse 27. He says, now in the old King James, it says, I will overturn it. Whatever your it is, it's about to be overturned.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, y'all didn't catch that in the Holy Ghost. God says, I'm getting ready to overturn it. The it that's been messing with you, God said, it is about to be overturned. Come on, here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Now, let me tell you what it says in my Bible. It says, a ruin. I will make it a ruin. Come on, here, somebody. I mean, you know that God is about to ruin the devil's plan. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah, let's come on.
Oh, you didn't catch what the Lord said. He said, I'm about to ruin the devil's plan. Come on here, somebody. I told you, God said that the devil got a plan, but he got a master plan. Come on here, somebody. And the enemy's plan can't override the master's plan. Come on here, somebody. Oh, I wish somebody get happy right there. Now notice, overturn is three times. Am I right? Overturn is three times because three times represent the Godhead. Come on here, somebody. Are y'all still with me?
Amen.
It's three times because God said the Father go overturn it. Oh, somebody need to get happy. The world go overturn it, and the Holy Ghost is going to overturn it. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody if the neighbor's being overturned. And the Bible says that when something is overturned, that means it's going to work in our favor. Somebody said, neighbor, it's getting ready to work in your favor.
Getting ready to work in your favor.
If you believe that, somebody give God the biggest praise you can. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Now, notice what else he said. He said, and the crown will not be restored until he to whom it rightfully belongs shall come. To him I will give it. Amen. God said that the crown ain't going to come until everything is restored back to you. Come on here, somebody. This will be a year of restoration.
Come on.
Y'all better catch what the Holy Ghost saying. He said this will be a year of restoration. I'm going to restore to you everything the devil stole. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If he stole your self-esteem, guess what? I'm getting ready to restore it. If he stole, amen, your joy, I'm getting ready to restore it. If he stole your love, I'm getting ready to restore it. If he stole your peace, I'm getting ready to restore it. Tell somebody, say, I'm in my restoration season. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor, it's about to come back. I don't know how many of y'all know about Shalimar, but I think Shalimar had a song called The Second Time Around. It's going to be better than the first time. Hallelujah, glory to God. I feel the anointing of God. Well, stay with me, beloved. Amen. It's your season. Can't nobody praise you for your season but you. Come on here, somebody. If you're going to get your dance on, you got to give the dance that God gave you because it's yours. I'm my son, though. Tell somebody, say, it's my neighbor. Hallelujah.
My neighbor.
Somebody give God another shout.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, while you digesting hallelujah. That neighbor, come on with me to Revelation. Now, I want to begin in Revelation chapter 1. I want to read one verse out of here. God told me to bless you with this verse. Are you ready? Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. Is everybody there? You see there, shout amen. Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. Now, I believe the reason why God has had me to read this verse is because you get ready to come into some stuff. Glory to God. God finna blow your mind. Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. And the word of the living God reads, he said, blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy. Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy. And blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it because the time is near.
Woo. Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Somebody need to give God a shout right there. Come on here, somebody.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Mm.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor, You are so blessed right now. Hallelujah. You are so blessed right now.
Neighbor, you are so blessed right now. Come on.
We blessed just to be in this book. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 Now, while you rejoice in there, go to Revelation 16. This is part two to the seven bowls and the seven angels of Yahshua. How many know that the wrath of God is all over the land right now?
Yes, amen.
And only those who are covered by the blood is protected.
Come on.
And everyone that is taking the mark is not protected. Come on here, somebody.
Come on.
Ain't you glad that God has not allowed you to take the mark of the beast?
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
You see how many people are dying right now, beloved? This is the wrath of God and the judgment of God that's going to follow the wrath. Come on here, somebody. Right now, it's the wrath of God. And I want to start, glory to God, with verse 3. Revelation 16, verse 3. Is everybody there? And the word of the Lord reads, and he said, the second angel poured out his bowl on the what? Sea. Now remember, Revelation says that God is going to replace the water with fire.
Wow.
I don't know if you heard what the Holy Ghost said. He said, but before the Lord's return, he's going to replace water with fire. You know what water symbolizes? Life. Wherever there is water, there is life. Water symbolizes life. Why do you think Yahshua said, I am what? The living water. I'm the real water. Come on here, somebody. How many know this natural water ain't nothing compared to the living water that is in Yahshua? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
That's why he told the woman at the well, if you knew who I was, you'd be asking me for. I'm trying to get a drink out of you because I want you to get a drink out of me. God was trying to get her to get a drink out of him. But she got so stuck on color that she almost missed him. Come on here, somebody. She said, how can you, being a Jew, ask me for a drink? Let me help you with the translation. How can you, being a darky, ask me for something? You know we don't have no dealing with your kind. Because she was a Samaritan woman. She was mixed. And they thought they was more than the ones that were dark. Come on here, somebody. But how many know that the dark, our ancestors that are dark, carry the original identity of the, let me leave this alone, of the Jew. Come on here, somebody. And that's why Yahshua said, you don't know who I am because you're just looking at the outer. But if you had any kind of spiritual connection, you would see who I am, amen, just by looking into my eyes and realize that I'm more than just what I'm, thank you, Holy Ghost. I might look like this on the outside, but I'm God on the inside. That's why I know you can't never judge a book by the cover. Come on here, somebody. Amen, because if you judge a book by the cover, you're liable to miss God. Come Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And a lot of this here, amen, that's going on, this nation, amen, has missed God because they have misjudged the true people of God. Come on here, somebody. Amen.
Wow.
They don't want to give us our props. So God is saying, if they won't give you your props, I'm going to give you property. Come on. Y'all ain't staying with me. Hallelujah. Since they won't give you your props, I'm going to give you property. Come on here, somebody. And the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the liar, laid up for the jest. Somebody give him a praise anyhow. Hallelujah.
Yes,
there it is.
Lord. Hallelujah.
And verse 10 says, and the second angel poured out his bowl on the sea, and it turned into blood, like that of a dead person. And every living thing in the sea dies. How many know that this prophecy already came to pass in China? Oh, I don't know if y'all still with me this morning. Hallelujah. But did anybody see when the whole river and sea in China turned into blood? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are y'all still with me?
Yes.
Amen.
They showed it, and it turned into blood, and they didn't have an explanation for why it happened. Could nobody give an answer? But the answer is because the second angel has been released. Come on here, somebody. And the wrath of God is in the land. It says, and every living thing in the sea died. Come on, here, somebody. Couldn't nothing live in it because of the blood. But I'm going to tell you what that blood represents. How many of you thank God for the blood? Come on here, somebody. That's why God is saying, you ain't got to fight in this one. I'm going to fight. I'm going to give an account for the blood that has been shed that ain't nobody want to repent for. Come on here, somebody. The innocent blood of our African brothers and sisters that have not been accounted for. And y'all still refuse to act like y'all done anything wrong. Oh, I wish I could talk to somebody this morning. But how many know God got a book and that God is keeping records too? Come on here, somebody. What did he tell Cain when Cain killed Abel? What spoke out against him that he couldn't get away with the murder that he committed? There wasn't nobody in the garden but him and Abel and God and the blood. Come on here, somebody. But the blood cried out to God. Right after Cain killed Abel, his blood cried out. Don't you know that's why it's so dangerous for anybody to mess with you, beloved? Why? Because anytime they touch you, they touch the blood. Come on here, somebody. And the blood know how to cry out on your behalf. Come on here, somebody. There are millions and thousands, amen, hallelujah, of cases to where the blood is getting ready to cry out for the innocent. Come on here, somebody. Cry out for the holy. Are those who have been, amen, done wrong, the blood is about to cry out. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. And the Bible says, and everything died in the sea. Verse 4 says, and the third angel poured out his bowl on the rivers and springs of water, and they became blood. Therefore I heard the angel in charge of the waters sing. I mean, there's an angel in charge of the waters. Come on here, somebody. God got angels, holy angels everywhere. But this third angel, this is what he said. He said, you are just in these judgments, O Holy One. You who are and who were. Come on here, somebody. You who is and you who was. So he's dealing with the now and the past. Come on here, somebody. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You are the God of the now, and you're the God of the past. Come on here, somebody. And how many of the Bible says that Yahshua is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore? Oh, I wish somebody get happy right there. How many of you know that God do not change? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God does not change. Somebody give him a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Now, the reason why the angel is going to turn the water into blood is because of the holy prophets and the holy people that have been slain without a cause. Come on here, somebody. Just like Abel. Come on here, somebody. And who are and who were. He says, for they have shed the blood of your holy people and your prophets. Do y'all see that? And you have given them blood to drink as they deserve. Tell somebody, say they get ready to reap what they sow, neighbor. Amen. God says, since you shed blood, you get ready to drink the blood of the blood you shed.
Wow.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
How many know that America got blood on her hands?
Come on.
Oh, somebody caught that in the Holy Ghost. America got blood on her hands.
Ooh,
and
yes,
the Lord said, because you got blood on your hands, you getting ready to drink the blood that you said that you haven't repented for. I wish somebody... That's why people dropping dead like never before. Because God said you got blood on your hands.
Lord.
But you getting ready to hear about more murders, beloved. Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. You getting ready to hear about more people getting murdered. But it's because people got blood on their hands that they haven't repented for.
Come on.
You might not have pulled the trigger, but you was a part of the plan. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Ooh, Lord.
I don't know who God is talking to, but God said nobody will escape. He said, you haven't heard the cry of my people, but you're going to hear the cry of the blood when the blood cry out. Come on here, somebody. Because Cain thought he had got away. But the Lord said, as soon as you killed your brother, his blood, now my son, that devil said, cried out for me. Come on here, somebody. Let me just say this while the Holy Ghost is all over me right now. People better be careful how they do you. That's why the Lord said, test not my anointed, my legalized, my authorized, and do my prophets no harm. Why? Because they both covered by the blood. Y'all ain't going to say, Hallelujah. I said, because we covered by the blood. I don't care how much you don't like me. You better not touch me. Come on here, somebody. I don't care how you feel about me. You better not put your dirty, filthy, wicked hands on me. Because the blood, oh, both Sunday.
Hallelujah.
Got me covered. Tell somebody, say, I'm covered by the blood.
I'm covered by the blood.
Glory to God. And then he says, and I heard the altar respond. Come on here, somebody. The altar in the Old Testament represents the Zabar. The Zabar in the Hebrew represent the place of sacrifice.
Watch it.
The Zabar represent the place of sacrifice. It represented where they would put what they would offer up to the Lord, their offering. The Zabar is where you put the offering. And the Lord would usually meet the individual at the altar. Come on here, somebody. Okay, let me help you a little further. When we go to the church, what do they tell us to come to repent at? At the altar. Why? Because that's where you lay your body at. That's where you lay your spirit. That's where you lay what you're getting ready to give God, your offering. Come on here, somebody. At the what? Altar. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But I mean that the altar can talk too. Come on here, somebody. That the altar is alive. Come on here, somebody. That the altar of God is alive. And it says, and I heard the altar respond, yes, Lord God Almighty. True and just are your judgment. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Thank you, Lord.
Now, I'm going to hit you with one more, and then we're going to give God a praise. Why? Because we're in agreement that all of this has to happen before his return. Come on here, somebody. All of this has to happen before God returns.
Yeah.
But how many know that every sea is going to be affected? Not just the sea in China, not just the river in China, but all waters are getting ready to be affected.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Beloved, let me give you a word from the Holy Spirit. I hear the Lord saying, stock up on water. Because in a minute, it's going to be hard to get any water. People going to go crazy over water. Because they're not going to be able to find no good water. And the Lord said, bless your water. Anoint your water. Speak over your water. Because your water can hear you. Y'all hear the Holy Ghost say, he said, your water can hear you.
Yeah.
Somebody give God praise.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Ooh, Lord.
The next plague that's getting ready to happen, beloved, is going to be to the sun. It says, and the fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun. It's getting ready to get super hot. And they're not going to be able to turn down the heat. Come on here, somebody. I don't know if y'all can hear me this morning.
Yes, you can.
It's finna be like Nelly. It's getting ready to get real hot in here. But the only problem is nobody going to be able to turn the heat down. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And the heat is going to scorch all of them who have been marked by the beast and all those that hate God. Come on here, somebody. And the sun was allowed to scorch people with fire. Come on here, somebody. So the sun is finna to bring down what? Fire.
Fire.
It's going to get so hot, people going to begin to be set on fire. Amen. It's going to get so hot that when they step outside, the heat is going to set them on fire. Come on here, somebody.
Wow. Lord, have mercy.
Verse 9 says, and they were seared by the intense heat, and they cursed the name of God. And they cursed the name of God. You're going to hear more people start cussing God out. You're going to hear people start saying all kind of blasphemies against God. You're going to hear people saying all kind of names against God. And the more they speak against God, the more they curse God out, the harder it's going to get. The more they're going to die in their sins. How many know, amen, that when you don't repent, amen, God said you're going to die in that sin. Come on here, somebody. And how many know if you die in your sin, you're going to hell? Hallelujah, glory. God.
Yeah.
You ready, beloved? You're going to hear all kind of people start cussing God out, blaming God. Lord, this your fault. Blank, 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 blank. Amen. Why are they cussing God out? Amen. God said more heat going to be applied. Glory to God. More swords, more boys going to come on. Why? Because they won't repent. and say, Lord, forgive me of my sin. Don't let me die in my sin. But they're going to be too prideful. Amen. They're going to be too hardy. Come on here, somebody. And what did Ezekiel say? He said, the high-minded will be brought what? Low. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And they cursed the name of God, who had control over these plagues. Come on here, somebody. Who had control over these plagues. How many of you know that God is large and in charge? Amen. People don't realize the same God they cussed out was the same God that got control over everything. Come on here, somebody. Yeah. But they refused to repent and glorify him.
Yeah.
Woo, but they refused to repent.
Lord have mercy. Woo, Lord.
Instead of saying, Lord, forgive me, they saying, Lord, amen. We got another name for you. It ain't a good one. Come on here, somebody. Amen. It's your fault. No, no, it ain't God's fault.
Wow.
Beloved, if you find yourself on the opposite side of God, it's never God's fault.
Mm.
It's always our fault. Come on here, somebody. We need him. He need us, but we need him more than he need us. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah. So do.
Neighbor, when you find you about somebody cussing God out, amen, please move out the way, because you don't want nothing to fall on your head. You don't want no fire to fall on you. Amen. Amen. Because the wrath of God is nothing to play with.
Mm.
Mm.
And people's hearts is going to be so hard, they already curse God out and go to hell than to repent of their sins and allow God to deliver them and have everlasting life. That's a cold peace. You'd rather curse God out and die than to repent and die in your sin and go to hell? That's a hard life.
Mm.
Maybe that's what Jay-Z was talking about when he said it's a hard knock life for me. Hallelujah! Because when you don't repent, it's a hard knock life. Come on here, somebody. Because if I ain't trying to live that life, amen, I want everlasting life. I want a life with him. Glory to God. I want the chance to be in heaven. With the Lord forever and ever. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, but we thank God this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can y'all see this? Hallelujah. How many of you can actually see this happening right now?
Amen. Happening right now.
Is that why the Bible says that there will be a great falling away from the church?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm.
That the love of many, the love, come on here, somebody, would wax cold. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
Wow.
Some people are saying love don't live here anymore. Hallelujah. But if love don't live there anymore, then who living there? Come on here, somebody.
Come on. Mm.
And then I heard one somebody say, what love got to do with it? Love got everything to do with it. Because if you can't love, then you can't get a chance to get close to God. Hallelujah. Because God is love. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on, Bishop.
You can't lose your love. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Don't let nobody take your love. Amen. But then I hear another somebody say, I will survive. Hallelujah.
Hey. Come on.
As long as I know how to live. And, you know, as long as I know how to love, I will survive. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
Yes.
Because God said, I ain't going to let you die. Glory to God, because I done put too much in you for you to die. Come on here, somebody.
Come on.
I tell somebody, I say, maybe I got to live because I can't die because he done put too much in me. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He done invested. He had invested too much. God said, I got to protect my investment. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, say, God going to protect me because he didn't invest too much in me. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
too much for me.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Hey! How many know God going to protect his investment? Come on here, somebody. But you see, God, when he got an investment in something, he going to protect it. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
I don't know if y'all still riding with me, but that's why Philippians says, he that has begun a good work. Amen. He that has begun a good work shall perform it. Come on here, somebody. In other words, he's not going to stop doing the work that he put in you because he got an investment.
Sure.
He said, I'm going to continue to work until I come. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So God is saying, before I return, you're going to be top notch. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor, I got to hold on because he's doing the work in me, and I can't let him stop the work that he's doing because when he come, I'm going to be top-notch. Tell somebody, say, yeah, I'm going to be top-notch. Hallelujah. Glory.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give him a praise. Glory to God.
Woo! Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hey, shout out to the Lord. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost, y'all. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. We're going to wrap it up right here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But amen. Somebody just keep giving God the praise and the glory. Don't stop. Amen. Because God is saying, praise me because you're on my side.
Yes,
come on here, somebody. Praise me because I got you protected. Come on here, somebody. Praise me. Because you cover by the blood. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord God. Hallelujah. While the anointing of God is still flowing. Come on in, Elder, and get some of this. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We need to give God the praise right now. Hallelujah.
Hey, something.
Praise God on today. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Hallelujah. We ain't got to worry about the wrath.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We need to warn people about the wrath. Praise God. Mm. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Because you know why? We this is why the world don't like us. Because we like the roaches. They say when a nuclear war break out, the only thing going to be left are the roaches. Praise God. See, it's hard to kill them roaches. Once some roaches get in your house, it's hard to get them out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We like roaches that we won't go nowhere. Hallelujah. No matter how hard they try to exterminate us, we won't go nowhere.
Awesome.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
And the enemy mad. Hallelujah, the enemy man. I'm talking about the devil. I'm talking about Satan.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And that's why we got to be wise to the devices of the enemy. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's using so many things to try to take us down. Hallelujah. Because God said we could repent, but he can't. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Praise God. He had a little bit of his feelings. Hallelujah, praise God, because he don't feel like we created as great as he is. Hallelujah, praise God. I was an archangel, and I can't get back in. Hallelujah, but these creatures you created, they fall short every day. They have bad thoughts every day. Hallelujah, amen. They do things wrong every day, and you let them repent every day. Hallelujah, amen. So I got to take them out. Hallelujah, because I don't like them. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know if you've been anybody's favorite anything. You may have been a favorite child, a favorite student, a favorite employee. Hallelujah. But when you're the favorite of anything, everybody hates you.
Wow.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Mm. They hate you for no cause. They hate you, amen, just because the authority figure likes you.
Wow. Hey, Shabba Cool Taraba.
They hate you because God loves you.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
They hate you. Hallelujah. Ooh, praise Lord. God.
Come on.
My God, you like Joseph. Hallelujah. Amen. out of all your brothers that you love them. Hallelujah. Amen. They don't want to bow. You want us to bow down to you?
Amen.
That ain't what I said. I said that's what I dreamed, but that's the way they took it. Hallelujah. But we need to thank God that we ain't under, hallelujah, when the drought hit. Hallelujah, because they scared of Revelation, but this is all during the Bible. When the drought,
yes,
hallelujah, and revelations came into the brothers' lives, who did they have to turn to?
Joseph.
Hallelujah, amen. Praise God, hallelujah. The same ones that talk down on you, the same ones, amen, that's coming against you, the same ones that's coming with us right now, hallelujah, when it's all said and done, they're going to have to come to you.
Woo.
That's right. Come
hallelujah.
On.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. And you're going to surprise yourself. I'm talking to somebody specifically right now. You're going to surprise yourself, hallelujah, that you're going to actually help them out. Hallelujah.
Wow.
The Lord is, I'm thinking about the Tyler Perry movie when old girl in the bathroom and thought, when I saw you,
goodness.
I thought I would beat you up. I would snatch you up. I would cuss you out. But instead, I'm going to pray for
Come
you.
On.
I'm going to give you what you need. You need prayer. Glory to God.
Come
hallelujah.
On. Hey, God.
You. That's what you going to do in their time of revelation. Hallelujah. Revelation come into their lives. Glory to God. And they turn to you because they remember you said something about this. I remember you said something about I need to call into some phone line. It was a year ago or so. I remember you said something. Hallelujah. That's when everything was good. Hallelujah, praise God. That's how the dam collapsed in my life and poured everything into yours. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
I'm back talking to you. Hallelujah, praise God. That's why God said you're going to be surprised. Hallelujah, when you write that check. You're going to be surprised when you get on your knees and begin to pray with them. Hallelujah. You're going to be surprised, hallelujah, when you make that phone call for them. You're going to be surprised at yourself. You're going to hang up the phone and say, Lord, hallelujah, I don't mean to take none of your glory, but I'm so proud of myself right now. I can't believe it. That situation the way I did. I wanted to cut them out. I wanted to slap them. I wanted to say, I told you so. Hallelujah. I wanted to tell them, glory to God. Hallelujah. Anything good right now. But the grass always look greener when you ain't looking at the water bill. Glory to God.
Hey, God.
I wanted to tell her, you should have stayed with me. I wanted to tell him, you shouldn't have walked out on me. Hallelujah. Praise God. But I'm a child of the Most High God. If I was hallelujah, praise God. But since I'm a child of God,
yes,
hallelujah. Praise God.
Lord,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. They say blood is thicker than water. I'm gonna be the example of that because you wasn't. Oh, I'm talking to somebody. Hallelujah, praise God. When it came down to me wanting something from you, hallelujah, I couldn't get it, but I ain't going to even give you the lecture.
Hey!
Hallelujah, praise God. But God done changed my heart so much. Hallelujah.
Hey!
Ain't no strength in his place. Hallelujah. So while you in your time of revelations, I can pray for you. I can help you.
Thank you, Lord.
That's why God blessed me for a moment like this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You might turn them into a child of God, because I ain't going to say we're a Christian. I ain't going to say we're a Jew. I'm going to say we're a child of God. We might turn them into children of the Most High. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. They might pick up their cross and follow Christ in the way. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Praise God. Because they seen it in you. Because they know if it would have been them, they know what they would have done. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
You get ready to surprise yourself. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
And you're going to say, thank you, Lord, that you put in me a clean heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, you have changed my mind. Thank you, Lord, because, hallelujah, 5 years ago, I was 3 days in the county. Glory to God, because I was waiting to meet up with you. Glory to God. I said on sight. Hallelujah. You thought I forgot, but I ain't forgot when I said on sight. That means on sight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, on sight. Glory to God. But when it was on sight, hallelujah, amen. Something in my heart said that wasn't right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mm. Something in my heart said I got to seek the righteousness of God and not my righteousness, because it's right to me. Hallelujah, amen. To rail back and knock the H-E double hell out of you. Glory to God. But God already knocked the hell out of me. Glory to God. So I can't do that to you. You don't hear me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mm. Somebody said you better thank Jesus. You better thank God that he saved me, because when he saved me, glory to God, he saved you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because it was on sight. You don't, y'all don't hear me. Praise God. When he saved you, he saved somebody. Hallelujah. Mm. You know who that person is. That person don't even know. Hallelujah. The street. They don't even know. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
They was all on Facebook Live. You knew right where they were. They didn't even know. Hallelujah. Praise God that God had changed something in you. They didn't know it was on site that you could have pulled up on them. Glory to God. But God done changed something. And in their time of revelation, hallelujah, you're going to be there for them. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Yes,
why? Because God going to bless you with abundance. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you got to, you see, it's a responsibility going to come with this blessing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You
thank
you, man. God, with his blessing. The blessing rains on the just and the unjust. Glory to God. I know you did me wrong in the past. I know you did. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I can't do you, hallelujah, the way you did me, because then that would make me just like you. Oh, my God.
Come on. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Lord,
and I don't want to be nothing like you. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Lord,
I want to be what God chose me to be. I want you to go
Lord,
back to where you came from and say, you know something, it must be something about this Jesus. It must be something about this Yahshua. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
We
thank
God today. Hallelujah. For the revelation knowledge, amen. We thank God for the book of Revelations. I don't know what they scared of Revelations for. I look at you remember when we was, some of y'all don't know nothing about the encyclopedia. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
A through a Z, but then it was a big book that kind of summarized A through Z. That's how I look at Revelations, because when you read the Bible, hallelujah, praise God. Did God not kept, every time a prophet came, he wasn't bringing good news.
Mm.
Hallelujah,
amen.
Praise God. He was telling them, y'all need to repent. Hallelujah, because God's going to raise up God. Now look, they ain't going to raise up themselves. He said, God's going to raise up an enemy against you. Hallelujah, y'all don't want to do right.
Wow.
Lord,
hallelujah. The Lord say, and we getting ready to pray for the man of God, but the Lord told me to release this to somebody. Hallelujah. See, the America, we don't realize, people don't realize they in captivity and they don't even know it.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Remember when the Lord showed me this. Remember they had to take Jesus, hallelujah, to Pilate to get permission to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. They did not realize they was in captivity. Remember, Moses ain't have to ask nobody permission to do nothing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Joshua ain't have to ask permission. He said, take them out and stone them. If they felt like they was wrong, they took them out and stoned them. Glory to God. But now, the Jews were under somebody else's authority. Hallelujah. They were in captivity and don't even know it. Hallelujah. America's about to be in captivity and they ain't going to even realize it. Hallelujah. Praise God. The only ones going to be free is those that are free in their mind. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise God. Because we won't be affected. Amen. Praise. I keep talking about the people for us. They got jobs. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Maybe God don't want you to work in the church.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Maybe he wants you to work somewhere. Maybe he's tired of working on these church folks. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm trying to say, he's tired of working on these church folks. Glory to God. They ain't been listening. Hallelujah. I've been talking to them for 2,000 years. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pray. Maybe it's time for us to talk to somebody different. Hallelujah. Praise God. Maybe we can talk to the Babylonians this time. Hallelujah. Whoever they may be. Maybe I'm going to send y'all to the Babylonians. Daniel, hallelujah, Meshach, Abednego, whatever. I can't never think of his name. But maybe I'm sending y'all over there. Hallelujah, so y'all can show the king something. Hallelujah. That's why I want you to stand your ground. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, not be scared of the fire. Because in every step you take, I'm going to promote you. Hallelujah, praise God. And every step you make, hallelujah, I'm going to glorify you because you glorified me. Glory to God. Don't worry about what's going on in the world. They can seize the land, but they can't seize your mind. Hallelujah. Maybe I want you working from the inside of the enemy's mind. Oh, y'all don't hear me. See, this is too much. This is too much for some Christians. Christians can't take it. Hallelujah. Amen. Because we ain't supposed to be working with them. Hallelujah. We ain't supposed to be talking with them. Hallelujah. Amen. But we over there converting them. Hallelujah. How can you convert the enemy unless you talk to the enemy? We so busy fighting with them. Hallelujah. Praise God that we can't convert them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They're going to be mad. They're going to talk about you. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. But you do what God told you to do. Hallelujah. Yes. You know what your mission is. Hallelujah.
Yes,
amen.
Lord. Yes,
you
Lord.
Just follow. And what God, he said, the steps of a good man are ordered.
By the Lord.
They're already laid out. Glory to God. I've already ordered them for you. All you got to do is you just walk. If you take the wrong step, your GPS will tell you. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Holy Spirit will tell you you took a left. I meant for you to take a right. Turn back around. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank God on today. We thank God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank God, hallelujah, for revelations. Hallelujah, because we come up with revelations. Glory to God. We prosper in revelations. Don't be scared. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Bible said in Revelations a third of the people were going to die. Ain't you still here? Hallelujah. You still here. Glory to God. You woke up this morning and God still got purpose. Hallelujah. Praise God on today. The blood works. Hallelujah on today. Hallelujah. We thank God. Amen. Praise God for the man of God on today. Amen. Bringing forth the word of God. Apostle Elder Nate Curry, the Comedic Jewish Worldwide International Fellowship. Let's pray for the man of God. Follow God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We want to thank you on this morning for the man of God. We want to thank you for the word that you put in his belly on today. Hallelujah, Lord. We know, hallelujah, that your wrath is upon the land. But we thank God, hallelujah, for the blood of your son. Hallelujah, that was shed on Calvary so many years ago. Hallelujah, to cover us. Hallelujah, in this time of wrath. Hallelujah, amen. And we thank you, Lord, for the man of God. We ask that you strengthen him, Lord, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. Hallelujah. We ask that you prosper him, hallelujah, both mentally, hallelujah, physically, hallelujah, and financially, Lord, as well as spiritually, Lord. And we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
On today, hallelujah. To be praised. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God. Amen. That for the shift. Praise God.
Wow.
Hallelujah. We thank God for the shift. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The spiritual shift. The financial shift. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the mental shift. Amen. God is still working on us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't you thank God that he keep working on us, that he don't stop? Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Working on us, making us better and better and better. I believe Paul prays it like we're going to conform to the image of Christ Jesus. Glory to God.
Mm.
That means he ain't going to stop till we perfect.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And when he's perfect, he's going to call us home. Glory to God.
Come on. Come
Hallelujah.
On.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Thank
you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank God that you had a lot of work because you would have been gone. Hallelujah. Praise God. But he had a lot of work to get you together. Hallelujah. Praise
Thank
God.
You,
Amen. That's why we still here because we still got purpose. Glory to God. We thank
Thanks
God
you,
today. Hallelujah. Amen. Those of you, amen, that joined us just now, we're about to get out of here, praise God. But we've been in the book of Revelations. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We thank God. Amen. Amen. For the man of God bringing forth the book. Amen. Of Revelation. A lot of people scared of it, but there ain't nothing to be scared of. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you're scared, you need to check your heart.
That's it.
Hallelujah. Check your heart, praise God, because that's what God, hallelujah, is looking at. See, I know, man, we look at your deeds. We think because you're out there feeding the community and you giving millions of dollars over here and you doing this and that, that you're a good person. But God know that you just covered for us. Hallelujah, that you're doing your deeds for man. God looking at your heart. Hallelujah, praise God. So it's a heart thing. You need to get your heart right, praise God.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Once you get your heart right, amen, praise God, you ain't got to worry about revelation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If the cops run into the wherever you at right now and they looking for drugs, if you ain't got no drugs, you ain't worried, is you? Hallelujah. Well, some of us might be because, you know, crooked cop. But I'm talking about in the ideal situation. We ain't got nothing, so I ain't got nothing to be worried about. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. The same thing with the book of Revelations. Hallelujah. You a child of God. You ain't got nothing to worry about.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because God got you. Hallelujah. We thank God today for the man of God. Hallelujah. Everybody has joined in with us. Hallelujah. Do we have any questions, any comments, any words of encouragement for the man of God? Hallelujah on today. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We just thank God on today. Amen. Hallelujah. For everybody called in, everybody tuned in on this evening, this morning. Hallelujah. Whatever time it is, wherever you at. Praise God. Hallelujah. We truly hope that you are blessed. Hallelujah. With the word. Hallelujah. That the Lord gave on today. Praise God. Amen. Make sure y'all join us next week. Hallelujah. Amen. Same channel, same number. Praise God with another word, hallelujah, from the Lord, amen, with my brother in Christ, Apostle Elden A. Curry, hallelujah, bringing forth, hallelujah, that word, praise God. We thank God for each and every last one of you on today. At this time, I will turn it back over into the hands of the man of God, hallelujah, who's going to go ahead with his final comments and the benediction at this time. It's back in your hands, man of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Elder. Amen. Blessings to you. Amen. Isn't God awesome? Amen. I want to leave room, amen, for anyone right quickly who might have words or just want to have any questions or any comments at this present time. If not, amen, we're going to get ready to wrap it up, amen. We thank God for you, amen, and what God is speaking to us in this hour. Thank God that he's keeping us, amen. There is so much on the land, amen, but God says, don't worry about what's on the land. Just continue to worship and praise me, amen. Continue to bless my name, amen. Continue to obey. I always teach obedience is the most powerful thing that we can give God is our obedience. Blessings follow obedience. What you love, you obey. Amen. Blessings follow obedience. And what we love, we obey. So if we say we love God, then we prove that to him by our obedience. and through our obedience. Amen. So we thank God on this morning. Also, amen, I want to encourage y'all who will do so to be obedient in your giving, amen, to whatever God is putting on your heart to give, especially in this hour. Amen. Amen. We need to be trying to give God the best seed that we got. Amen. Because that's going to come back and bless our life. Amen. And your finances will be able to rejoice as you obey God in the giving that he has asked you to do. Amen. So we thank God for all things. Amen. Somebody give God another shorthand of praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. So don't miss next Saturday at 10 o'clock. Amen. Another a broadcast of Out of the Mouth of God Ministries. Amen. Me and my brother will be here. Amen. I love him to life. Amen. That's my brother. Amen. From another mother. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's have a quick moment of prayer. Father, we thank you for what our ears have heard. We ask you right now, Lord, to let your word sink deep down in our spirit, oh God. Let us hold on to it, Lord God, like never before. We set up okun darabase ke tarabasi. Lord, we thank you. Yeah, hallelujah, God. We thank you for what you are doing in us, for what you are doing through us. And we are in full agreement, Lord, with your will. Let your will be done concerning the seven angels and the seven plagues. We give you praise and we give you glory. Lord, let your will be done concerning Babylon. And Father, give us the mind and the heart to come out of Babylon so we don't get caught up in the judgment and wrath that you've already set for us. We give you praise, O Yah, and we bless your holy name. We bind the hand and work of the enemy. Thank you for victory and power over him. We give you praise. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. And amen. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a shout of praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Now turn it back over to the hands of Elder. Amen.
Amen, amen. We thank God once again for everybody that called in and joined us. Make sure y'all join us next week. Hallelujah, amen. It's 10 o'clock Pacific time, amen, 12 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, Out of the Mouth of God. Hallelujah. Me and my brother will be coming with a word from the Lord, so y'all be ready. Hallelujah. Make sure y'all join us next week. And on behalf of First Lady and myself, we love each and every one of y'all. Everybody have a blessed day. Y'all go with God, and don't forget to say your prayers and see what God can manifest in your life. Everybody have a blessed day. Go with God. We'll see y'all next time on Out of the Mouth of God Ministries. Y'all have a blessed day. Hallelujah.
For taking the sins of the world off of my shoulders. Yeah. Thank you, Father. Love. You made my desires pure. Yeah. You made my desires pure. You made my desires pure. Yeah. You made my desires pure. I want wisdom, understanding. I don't want no Grammy. I wanna live a righteous life with a righteous family. I want a wife that love you more than she love me. Wanna show my people that they royalty. Wanna live by your commands, your worry stain. I'd rather be touching scriptures than touching these banks. The riches gon' profit nothing in a day of wrath. I was living in my mess, I had to take a bath. Creating me a clean heart, Abba made me pure. The things of the world, y'all, it's time to ignore. I want love, I want peace, I want everlasting life. Well done, my good and faithful servant, walking in that light. I'm on this narrow path, trying to save a soul. I want my people in Jerusalem, the days of old. I want to give to the homeless, show them that he cares. I want to give the homeless, hope we almost out of here. Get your example through your son, and it's the only way. Ain't no pagans over here, we keep it holy days. I want my people, stop the killing, we dropping the prophets. I want us come back to the laws, it ain't no other option. Don't want no hate up in my heart, not over no doctrine. I want the fruits of the spirit, y'all could keep the nonsense. I had to renew my mind, I had to free my conscience. I had to confess my sins, I had to be honest. I want the Ruach HaKodesh to come into me. I only trust the Father, not the enemy. The Father word, he came and cleansed the enemy. I only want the spirit, so I'm killing me. The Father gave me righteousness that I desire. I wanna see the kingdom, not the lake of fire. I don't want no drugs, scriptures got me higher. If we come in the pure, how we gon' be the highest?
Desires pure. You made my 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 desires pure.
I haven't seen, ears haven't heard, all that you have for me. Ears haven't heard all that you have for me. You made my desires pure. Ears haven't heard all that you have for me. You made my desires pure.
It was on our shoulders. You made my desires pure. With the things of this world. You made my desires pure. I wanna say thank you, Father. You made my desires pure. Getting that weight off our shoulders. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Nobody.
Yeah.
We
all
get caught in our own sins.
We do.
Sometimes I have to remind myself that on my worst day,
what's that?
I live like somebody on their grave. Don't let your demons take you to hell.
Gangsta.
Introduce them to heaven.
Niggas go to college. Niggas go to jail.
Uh-huh.
Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
DC3.
Nobody wanna.
Hey, I'm finna kill this track though.
The things we do.
Yeah, the things we do.
Make
it. Yeah, we can make it through.
Nobody wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Hey,
listen to me.
Yeah.
choices turned to decisions. Uh-huh. And we were told to do the right thing and we didn't listen. Nah. Ask God's forgiveness 9 times out of 10. Yeah. Give us a second chance, we gon' do it again. Me, I fall short every day. And ask God's forgiveness every time I pray. Truth is, I probably need the most help. I'm trying to help y'all when I need help myself. Look, I'm really preaching to the man in the mirror. Every time I read the word, I see things a little clearer. With God on my side, it ain't nothing that I'm fearing. And I ain't even driving, let the Lord do the steering. It's like down, it's starting to look up to me. Men of God, y'all starting to look like frauds to me. You don't like what I'm saying, then sue me. I've been through the fire, ain't nothing that you can do me. I'm like Daniel, I ain't bowing down to nobody. See, I'm trying to serve God, and you trying to serve money. When I switch my style, God said switch it back. He gave me the world and said take control of that. It's my time now, you can't stop it, it was written. I'm trying to lace you boys up, but you keep tripping. You already leaning, but you boys keep slipping. But it don't cost nothing if you boys pay attention and listen.
Yeah, they do.
Uh-huh. It's all about choices and decisions. Yeah.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Uh-huh. Just to make it through. But the truth is that nobody, nobody,
nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody. Yeah, decisions turn to consequences. It's what happened when we hard-headed and don't listen. You creeping with your boy, girl, and you know you're wrong. Oh boy, pop that thing, see your home, now you're gone. You're on the block and it's hot and you're holding weight. You're stunting on them boys, I'm surprised when them boys have. They drop a dime on you, set you up, get you killed. You need to watch the people that you're breaking bread with. My circle's so small, it's a straight line. Won't set me up, I ain't going down for now crime. And I ain't riding cross town with you just to make a drop. Had me on the news with you, running from the cops. My mind on lifting Jesus up to the top. Then out the blue, I'm pulling something new off the lot. Hop out of the church house, like what you talking about? It's raining blessings in my life. I'm stacking up for the drought. Death and life, choose life is what he told me. Then he took me to a place on high, and he showed me everything that he had prepared for me. There I am, staring at me, I'm on the TV. And I ain't go to college, and I stayed out of jail. Jesus paid my way to heaven, kept me out of hell. So to the highest bidder, see my soul was for sale. Will I reach my destiny? Only time will tell. But yeah, just to make it through.
Make it through.
Yeah.
Ooh,
but
nobody wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live our lives.
Yeah. Yeah. Consequences lead to repercussions. You reap what you sow, that's the end of discussion. I give it to you raw, I ain't sugarcoating nothing. You was capping on them boys, then they came back sudden. They was packing artillery, you ain't even know. Your boy set you up and y'all been down since 94. Man, the love of money, that's the root to it. And it don't take much, a couple dollars will do it. Watch that, you never know how that's gonna come back. Cause everything you take, somebody gonna wanna take that. Haters get hated on, and they hate. Catch you inebriated and faded, they being shady. And that's the reason why a lot of people ain't see me lately. They smile in my face, shake my hand, and they hate me. Man, that's the world they living in. I love y'all, though, I just want y'all to repent your sin. And if I did you wrong, forgive me, let's begin again. Life is too short, and when I die, I wanna make it in. Time is moving fast, we the ones that's moving slow. And when it's your time to go, you won't know till you go. I done done some things that I ain't wanna do. And I ain't part of what I did what I had to do. Now I don't wanna lose, don't wanna fail, don't wanna die. And the day he calls my name, y'all, I wanna fly like Bob.
Yeah.